That's a great question.
Here I am as Miss Kentucky, competed in Miss America, and it's been really an amazing journey.
So in Lexington in particular, we mostly resettle Congolese, and we have the largest population of Congolese within Kentucky.
And he said to me, science is cool, learning is fun. That's what we do.
All the schools in Kentucky present a power word presentation, which talks about verbal bullying, negative perceptions in hip-hop, how to challenge our peers when they use negative words. At the end of the day, words do matter, and it's a catalyst for action.
That's a great question. That's a powerful question. That's a question that I hope that all of us will continue to ponder on.
We'll be getting back out to playing live, but some places that I do like playing here in Lexington.
I tend to focus on local issues, local people, you know, local being Kentucky.
So we've got these various battles raging between the Attorney General and the governor, and in the background is the former governor.
This is a myth that is really common.
Mountain Dew is not a contraceptive.
Probably is going to cause a pretty bad yeast infection.
An extreme yeast infection.
If you can't deep fry it, spray paint and gold.
Now, will the animal send you like a postcard as a thank you with a little paw print on it?
Who's at fault more, men or women?
The vetting process.
You already asked that? Okay.
It works. Grand piano.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM, Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck.
I'm Ben.
And it's noon, and that means you're listening to Bluegrass Bios.
Noon live.
Yeah.
We're recording Wednesday.
That's true, we are traveling through time.
Exactly. Kyle couldn't make it this Wednesday. Yeah, it's me and Chuck for the whole show. It's double the Chuck.
It's true, double time. You know, two for one deal. But we hope Kyle gets better. We hope he feels better. Out there in this.
Yeah, he'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I get the seasonal affective disorder, and that kicks in right after the holidays. Mm. The lights go down, festivities are over, all the Valentine's Day stuff goes up.
Mm.
I get depressed.
Yeah.
And it's just a funk. I get in a really weird funk, and I get tired. And I pulled something in my shoulder, so I haven't really exercised. So I am just soft and grumpy and doughy and just a blob rolling around the city.
Yeah, well, that's why we love you, Ben.
Oh, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
But this cheers me up.
Yeah. So today on the show, we're going to be interviewing Celeste Lewis, who is in charge of the Downtown Arts Center, but also is part of a really cool new thing coming to Lexington called Creative Mornings, which is kind of like TED Talks for creatives. And the whole thing is it's designed around kind of having a quick info session, dropping some knowledge on you right away around breakfast time. So you have the whole rest of your day to do whatever you're going to do, you know.
Now, is breakfast provided? This is a big question I have.
You know, it seems like breakfast is provided. And that would be a great question to ask Celeste, who is providing breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. Are we doing a potluck breakfast kind of thing?
I think the shtick, the gig is all about having breakfast provided. And so you're not only enriching and nourishing your body, but also your mind.
Excellent. Well, you can't do one without the other, really.
We're going to cut for a little break. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU, and we'll be right back with Celeste Lewis from Creative Mornings.
Hello, this is retired Trooper Ron Turley. No trooper or local law enforcement officer wants to visit your home after you have been involved in a fatality to tell the bad news that you are deceased. So, let's cut out distractions. Let's wear our seatbelts. Let's keep our mind on driving. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by the It Starts With You campaign, a partnership between Toyota and Lexington Community Radio.
Do you have a smoke alarm that is more than 10 years old in your house or business? The Lexington Fire Department offers a free smoke alarm and install program that is free to all citizens. Firefighters will come to your home or business and install a brand new smoke alarm free of charge. All you have to do is call 859-231-5662. Again, if you need a smoke alarm in your house or business, call the Lexington Fire Department, 859-231-5662.
Are you thinking of buying a new car? At Galaxy Auto Sales, you can find new and used cars. Galaxy can find a car that fits your style and prices that fit your pockets. Galaxy Auto Sales is located at 1091 East New Circle Road in Lexington. For more information, you can call 859-523-0601. Lexington Community Radio thanks Galaxy Auto Sales for supporting True Community Radio. Hey, everybody, and we're back. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU here in the STEAM Academy, the 100-plus-year-old Johnson Elementary.
Is it 100-plus-year-old?
Indeed it is, Ben.
Did they make buildings warmer back then?
That's a good question.
It is very warm.
You'll have to ask a 101-year-old person.
Oh, well, in 2 years I can ask my grandfather.
Oh, yeah? Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. 98? 99. Ooh. Just turned 99.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
99 years young.
Hi, Grandpa. He doesn't listen. He's in Louisville. He'd have to figure out the internet.
We're here in the studio with Celeste Lewis. Hi, Celeste.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So Celeste is the director of the Downtown Arts Center and also a host of Creative Mornings.
Uh-huh.
So can you tell us, what is Creative Mornings?
Creative Mornings is a global organization that is a breakfast meeting club chapter for creative types, and that is a really broad explanation of who can come. It's, you know, chefs, entrepreneurs, innovators, thinkers, doers, you know, fun people. We want everyone to come and enjoy it, but it was started in New York years and years ago, and it is now spread all over the world, and there are chapters in Atlanta and LA and Singapore and Berlin and all over the place. So Lexington is one of the smallest cities given a chapter, and we're tickled pink. We're really thrilled to get it started. It's going to be very cool.
Now, I heard a short synopsis where it would be kind of like TED Talks over breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good worldwide explanation for what it is. It is talks, it is mingling and networking to start off with, and then we go in and sit down and have a talk that's very much like a TED Talk. Something inspirational, something hopefully eye-opening, mind-blowing, those kind of things. And then out the door you go to work.
That's cool. So Celeste, how did you hear about Creative Mornings?
Well, actually, I was unaware of it. And Jamie Rogers, who is a council aide for Amanda Bledsoe with the city, she is originally from Louisville and was very familiar with their chapter there. Mm-hmm. And familiar with the broader concept of it being a global organization. And she spoke so highly of it. And so she mentioned to me that she wished very much that we could start a chapter here in Lexington. So we did.
Yeah. How was that process? How do you go about starting the chapter?
Well, we went on their website and they have some information about how to have your own chapter. And it does very clearly say that we want cities to be a certain size, but we were not put off by that.
Yeah.
We decided to go right ahead.
We're getting there.
We figured that Lexington was so special and so really so chock full of people that are perfect for this. So we applied, and we had to do a 3-minute video with our application and answer a lot of questions. And we did our 3-minute video was interviewing a lot of people asking two questions. One, why is Lexington a creative morning city? And the other question is, why would Lexington need a creative morning? Why would we need to be a creative morning city?
And what were the answers to those questions?
We were concerned when we were first doing the film, because it's a short amount of time, so you want to get in a lot of information. And my worry was that everyone would kind of say the same thing. And it was not true at all. People were incredibly eloquent and very detailed in their responses. And each response was pretty dramatically different from the others. So the 3-minute video turned out to be a perfect slice of, in 3 minutes, answering those questions.
What was one of the more unexpected answers you got?
Well, a lot of people said, a lot of people discussed the broad range of art, music, innovation that's going on here, but sometimes people would sort of specifically say one type. So after you listen to several people, you realize there's fashion, there's food, there's startups, there's tech, there's art, there's dance, there's theater, there's spoken word, there's performance art. I mean, people spoke to so many different things that when you're watching the video, and I'm sure when they were editing it, you really do, even when you watch the finished product, you sort of think, dang, that's such a cool place. I wish I could live there. It's pretty amazing. And Ian Fryley was our videographer, and super shout out for him, with Kong Pro is his company. And he did such a great job of editing it. because what we had, you know, at the end of our time with these people was a lot of really great nuggets of information. Mm-hmm. And Ian edited it down into a very compelling video.
Do you think Ian's working on a B-roll, like a bloopers? Bloopers
right now? Well, there were just a few bloopers. We got rained on really hard at one point, but he did a great job. And so they were very impressed with the video. And the Cornet team just really jumped in and helped us tremendously. And Whit Heiler and Jason Majewski and Christy Heiler and Ian and Jamie, we are the core team. And it has been very fun working with these people.
It's pretty awesome. And I do love the idea, because Lexington is this unique place, this convergence that's too far north to be south, too far south to be north. You know, it's right where, as someone told me today, it's the first spot when you're heading south where when you order tea, it's going to be sweet unless you ask for it. Mm-hmm. So at least there's an option. I do think Lexington is a really unique place. And do you think throughout this application, the Creative Mornings people kind of saw that through your video? Or
I think we got to talk quite a bit. They interviewed me over the phone, and then we did a Skype interview, and there was a big questionnaire kind of thing. So I felt like in that process, I got to know them, and they got to know me and understand Lexington a little bit. And they seemed very, you know, very impressed and very happy with our enthusiasm. And I also have to give a shout out to Ryan Morris, who is our still photographer. He's going to be in our core group too, and he will be taking pictures. And the cool thing about Creative Mornings is, like I said, it's global. So they happen all over the world at various times, and then they are all videotaped, and then the videotapes are uploaded to the website. So you can lose a day if you get really excited. You can get on their website and you can see the talk that happened in, you know, Sweden. You can see a talk that happened, you know, in Missouri. You know, you can see them all over the place. And it is really interesting what people are talking about, what they're bringing to it. Mm-hmm. It's vastly different everywhere. Sometimes it's really cultural. Sometimes it's just fascinating. It could be transplanted to any city. Mm-hmm. It's really, really a very interesting organization. And I think it is one of those things that is typical in that it was a great idea that just caught fire.
So Celeste, are there any other cities represented in Kentucky or in Ohio or close by?
There is Louisville. And apparently they have a very successful chapter and they have great turnouts. And one of the things about it that I want people to totally understand is that the tickets are free, but you must log on, create an account, and get your ticket.
So and where can people do that?
At creativemornings.com.
Okay.
And we have Creative Mornings Lex is us specifically.
Okay.
So you can go on to creativemornings.com and then go to Creative Mornings Lex, and then you can get your tickets. And that is just a way to, you know, to know who's coming and have it somewhat organized. Mm. But the tickets are free, and you get free coffee and a muffin with your morning. You get a little breakfast.
Oh, very good.
And then there's, like I said earlier, a little mingle in the networking in the lobby, and then you go in. They'll be at different places.
Where and when is your next one?
Our very first one.
Oh, your first one.
January 20th, and it's at 21C. And mm-hmm. So you come at, the doors will open, I think it's at 8 a.m., and then, so I know everybody moans and groans about that. But, you come early, and you're supposed to get your jolt of inspiration, and then off to work you go. So the doors will open. You'll get your coffee and muffin. You can hang out a little bit between 8:30 and 9 and network and talk. And we'll have a few things in the lobby for you to look at. And then the talk begins at 9, and it's 20 minutes generally, and about 10-minute Q&A, and off you go.
Cool. So who is going to be presenting for the first one?
The first one is Drura Parrish with Make Time. And he's going to talk to us about his startup. And there are global themes each month. And those themes go around the world. So everybody this month is talking about mystery. Hmm. So Drura is going to explore that. And then our next theme that we were given for February is... I'm trying to think. I know who the speaker is.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
You're really
the mystery.
That's the mystery
over.
Is what are we going to talk about in February?
Really sticking to the theme, Celeste.
The bad thing about being on the radio is all of a sudden you're on the spot.
No, it's okay.
And you do not want to just say for a minute.
Well, can I ask you a question? Yeah. So when you heard that the theme was mystery, when did they tell you that? And kind of what was the process of going through, you know, deciding who you wanted to bring in?
Well, the themes are given at the beginning of the year. So they are, you get a year's worth. Okay. So it's not just a, you know, surprise. And so we've got some time to think about it, but we are brand new. This will be our first one.
Cool.
So, and they can be loosely translated. The themes don't have to be dead on, but they are, it is kind of interesting to try to make this, these speakers match up a little bit with that and explore it. Also, it can be a jumping off point. You know, you just use that theme as an interesting jumping off place. I think February's Moments, if I can gather myself for a second here, and we will have Mark Francis. Oh, I should back up and say Drura's talk will be at 21C on January 20th.
And where exactly is that?
That's on Main Street.
That's on Main.
Yeah, it's right on Main, and it's the big, beautiful new boutique hotel that has just opened.
Oh,
we are thrilled to have it. At the Downtown Arts Center, we're thrilled to have it as a neighbor.
Yeah, it's the hotel that has been built
and
completed.
It's done. People are coming in and out of that thing like crazy.
So there's not a big hole in the ground where the hotel is going to be where you'll have your conference.
Yeah, this one's above ground.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I will say, sadly, they do look out on the other
end. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I love that.
I've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah, I love that Joel Pett.
Please don't say that.
Yeah, the Joel Pett cartoon in the Herald Leader where it's someone looking out of 21C over at the Center Point Pit and saying, like, and now across the street, you'll see this is from the what is it, like the modern artist Dudley Webb.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a nice spin on it.
Oh, yeah.
I can live with that. Yeah.
But anyway, so the event is 21C.
The 20th.
The 20th.
And 8 a.m. That's Friday. They're always on a Friday.
Okay.
I should say that too. And then the next one is in February. And our speaker for that one will be an artist named Mark Francis, who spent a great deal of time, decades, in prison. And art saved his life is his message. So he is a sculptor and does these very, very interesting pieces. And that one will be at Arts Place, and it will accompany his exhibit there. So that should be really fascinating too. And at 21C for our first one, and for Drura Parrish's talk, is they are also our muffin and coffee sponsor. And so they will be supplying all of that. And we are asking for people, if you have ideas of speakers, if you have ideas about sponsors, if you are a business and you want to sponsor Creative Mornings, we are overjoyed with that.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Let's see, the best way to reach me is probably to track me down at the Downtown Arts Center, but I'm happy to talk to anybody about it. And also all of our other team members that I mentioned earlier, we're happy to discuss this with anybody. And we would need, you know, what we're looking for is locations, financial sponsors, coffee and muffin sponsors. You know, there's really a lot of ways that you can be involved in Creative Mornings, being a speaker, and certainly come to them. You know, they're free. Come to them, be involved in that way, be an audience member. But if you know of other areas in which you'd like to be involved, please do come and get into the energy of this. It's going to be very fun.
Well, this sounds like something that's right up my alley, so I will definitely be there next Friday. So if you want to meet me, I'll be there.
See,
and yell at me for a little bit. How long do these usually go on for?
If you come for the mingle part, you know, if you come for the networking part, you'll probably be there an hour and a half tops.
Okay.
If you come right for the talk, you're going to be there about 45 minutes tops. Okay.
Ben's like, when are the muffins going to be out?
Muffins
well, just
will be
for
there.
People who need to know how much time they're going to be late for work so they can let their employers know. I'll be in at 10, I'll be there at 10:30,
totally.
Maybe something
well,
like that.
Well, and if you're I'm an just... employer, please support this. Please support your people going. And we want it to be inspirational. We want it to add to people's lives, you know, and energize their workday. So as an employer, I want people to look on this very favorably. I think it's a real jolt of inspiration and energy for your employees. And then we will also have, for the first people in the door, we're going to have a really cool print that will be a giveaway. And then we are hoping to have a couple of prizes for the people who hashtag and share the event. So there will be games and prizes.
Yeah, that's great. And for the folks who won't be able to make it, will this be taped and be available on the site?
It will be videotaped and it'll be uploaded to the site and you can watch it always. We will always have that. And then there will be one every month. So if you miss one, don't despair. There will be more.
Yeah, if your boss is a total jerk and won't let you get out of work on Friday, you can watch it online on the company dime.
That's right. Let's not say that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's say that. Yeah. We'll say that.
Well, just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on WLXU 93.9. We're here with the host of Creative Mornings Lexington, Celeste Lewis. And we're talking about Creative Mornings coming to Lexington, getting started here in January. Have you encountered any interesting videos on the other Creative Morning sites?
Oh my gosh,
it's all over the world,
right? They're amazing. They really are. I mean, And it's some of them are feisty, some of them are super inspirational, some of them, I mean, there's a, there, as you might expect, since it's such a widespread thing, you're going to get lots of different things. And I've gone to them. And, you know, I went to one in Louisville that was really terrific. Mm. And I left there thinking, and I have to say Louisville, a shout out for them. They those tickets go on sale the Monday before, or not on sale because you're not buying them, but they it opens up the Monday before. And in Louisville, they sell out immediately. And they,
do you hear that, Lexington?
Yeah, they are done.
Louisville is on this.
It closes within an hour. And so we are trying to really sort of make this like some kind of great concert or something that we will going to put, we're going to open them up on Monday, and we want you all to get them so fast that it's a record breaker and they're gone. But Louisville just recently had one that was 600 people.
Wow. What was it about?
I didn't go to that one. I don't know. But I just know they had one that they really, really knocked out of the park. In Lexington, some of ours, we only have 200. We are limited by sizes of certain places. We will have some events that'll be in larger, but most of the small venues in Lexington hold only about 200 or 300 people. So right now, our venue is 200, and I think February's will be the same. It will be 200. So in all honesty, I'm not joking. We really do expect those to go really fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I mean, that's such a great idea, and making it open and available to everyone. It's awesome. It's where communities really build and get inspired by certain people coming in and talking about how they were inspired and the things that they've done to change this town. So,
well, and I think we will probably bring some regional people in at some point, but right now we have such a wealth of local people that are doing such amazing things and are somewhat unsung that we feel like we are going to have a lot of local people that you may or may not know.
So are there any topics or anything that you're not allowed to talk about? Are there any kind of standards of kind of confines that you have to work within?
Well, I have to say, from what my initial, you know, of course we haven't put our foot in it or anything, but sure, in my initial conversations with Creative Mornings, their offices are out of Brooklyn, they are very clear to say there are no constraints. I mean, great. Obviously, you have local constraints. We don't want there to be something, you know, scary or ugly. Or,
yeah.
But on the other hand, I think the sky's the limit, really. And they put no constraints on us at all. And you don't have to ask permission. You don't have to tell them who you have. So it's very autonomous in that way.
Where do you see Creative Mornings going in Lexington? What's your goal with the speeches? Is it a maybe bigger venue, more times a month? Where would
we
you
won't
like
do it more times a month. They set that. It is once a month.
Okay.
And so we'll always have it on a Friday. It'll always be once a month. But I would love, I guess my immediate goal would be that we would put the tickets open on Monday morning and they'd be gone super fast. Just short of people riding in the streets for tickets. But yeah. I would love for people to be really clamoring for tickets and a chance to be part of Creative Mornings. That would be a lovely scenario.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
But as far as a wider goal, I just really want people to feel inspired, and I want people to be moved by this. And I don't even mean that. I mean, that's probably not a great word to use, to be moved by it, but to be energized by this kind of, not only the talks, but the networking, is, you know, it's interesting. One of the guys in our video, Ryan Kelly with Make Time, he made such a funny remark. He said that how sad it was that a lot of creatives in Lexington's creative people were eating a breakfast alone.
And
so we've kind of chuckled about that. But I mean, how sad is that? People need to eat breakfast together.
Oh, yeah. And this town is so thick with talent and incredibly dynamic people who might go tour Europe and play music and then come back and serve you coffee.
Yeah.
Serve you a sandwich. It's crazy. So I love that there's another vehicle that we can highlight all these people in our town that are so talented and doing great things.
Well, just based on the people who've already signed up and people who've already created accounts and the people who have asked to be volunteers, I feel like we're off to an amazing start. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I mean, the interest level is so high.
That's great.
So I think people are either familiar with it and they really love it, or they don't know anything about it, but it sounds great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's kind of why we wanted to bring you on, because we knew a little bit about it, but not too much. I'm curious, kind of, have you been personally inspired by any of the talks that you've seen?
Well, there was a guy, Andy Miller, that I saw speak in Louisville. And from what I understand, at the end of the year, Louisville did sort of a best of, and he scored really high, if not the highest. So I think I accidentally, you know, hit on one of the best ones ever done. But he was so inspirational, and I left there feeling so great. I should say also, it's kind of interesting to me, I've got to say, it is a very young organization. Mm-hmm. I think I'll probably be one of the older hosts in the country, but there are some, you know, some people, you know, my age and around. But I loved that when I went to Creative Mornings, there was such a diversity in the crowd. So I realized it appeals as listeners to a lot of different people. So Andy's speech was very much, the topic was broken. So if you get a chance to watch that uploaded video, it's a really good one. And he talked about how as a creative child, he was sometimes singled out as being a little bit of a weirdo and that he had a had a tumultuous life, a little bit of a tumultuous life growing up, and that sort of attacked his confidence a little bit. But he likened it to penguins that could not fly, that they're wonderful birds, but they don't really fly. But he said, You put them in the water and they're amazing. They sail. And so his message was, if you feel broken, find your water. Mm. And he had found his thing, and suddenly there was a world when he grew up that loved his drawings and loved his art, and now he is one of the chief graphic designers with Nickelodeon and, you know, MTV and things like that. So he has this very successful career, but he said, you know, that I'm here to tell you this was tough going. And so it was an interesting talk. But the main thing I remember about his talk was he was hilarious. I mean, he was so funny. I laughed out loud so many times. So he brought real message and he brought real emotion, but also a lot of really funny humor to it. So I think that's a pretty perfect talk. And so I think I hit on a really good one that day. But and I think we're going to have plenty of those. I mean, I think we're going to have really great talks. I think Drewer is going to do a fabulous job. I'm very excited about it.
What else is going on in Lexington in the arts world, in the arts district?
Well, as you guys know, gosh, there's tons of stuff going on all the time. Lexington is
what's
just
coming up soon?
Wash.
Yeah, what do we got? Yeah, I was talking in the opening. I have seasonal affective disorder. So what can you do that's going to cheer me up? What can I do in Lexington?
There's probably nothing to be done.
This is art, Ben.
This is probably hopeless.
Yeah, this is the raw core of the soul, Ben.
Well, what's going to make me feel worse?
Make you feel worse?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. I was just sitting there thinking, I need to bring this guy a pie or something.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. There's lots going on. The Downtown Arts Center, we have wonderful plays coming up. We do a lot with Athens West Theater, Bluebird Dance Theater, Movement Continuum Dance Theater. We have so many different events, whether they be drama or dance or, you know, spoken word or whatever. You know, we have lots of great people looking for venues to perform in, and so luckily we get to be the one for a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And there's always something going on at the Lyric, and there's always things. You know, there's wonderful art galleries here in town. We have City Gallery in the bottom of in the downstairs of the Downtown Arts Center. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful show right now that's Ron Isaacs, who does Trompe L'Oeil, which is called Fool Your Eye. It's a French expression, and so the pieces are constructions of something. Like, for instance, you think you're looking at a dress, but it's actually wood. And they're just imaginative and beautiful and perfectly executed. So I recommend that. There's always something terrific going on because Lexington has such a core of people. And we were talking today, there's a lot of new venues in town with music. All of a sudden, there's kind of an explosion going on with good music venues. And I would think Lexington would be a great place for a touring musician to want to stop and play here, and very hungry crowds and excited. And Good Shepherd Church has a wonderful thing called Soulful Space, and those are great concerts.
I've been to one of those. The acoustics in there are amazing.
They're super great. We are starting our music series. We do a winter series at the Downtown Arts Center called Sunday Sessions, and ours begins January 15th. Dave Ferris and Friends is our first one. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be art, sound, music, images. He's got this really cool thing planned. And then in February, we have a Brooklyn artist named Anthony D'Amato is coming, and he will be doing our Sunday sessions. And then we have 1971. There's a wonderful music guy here in town, Lee Carroll, and he pointed out that in 1971, it was a seminal year of music hits that really changed the music world. So he's doing a whole series with an all-star cast of musicians of 1971 music.
That's
and it's
cool.
going to have go-go dancers and cool imagery from the early 70s.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. We have Bear Medicine coming to the April show. And then we have in May, we're doing a Dwight Yoakam Fest. So all you musicians out there that are Dwight Yoakam fans, please get in touch with me and let me know what you guys want to play. And we're going to have just a night of people doing Dwight yoga music.
That's great.
So that's a fun series. So yeah, there's plenty to do in Lexington.
Yeah, there's a lot going
on. No complaining out there. And
Celeste, can you tell us about your art? Kind of you as a... You know,
my visual art? My visual art? Well, gosh.
Not so much as the director of the DAC and the host of Creative Mornings, but just as Celeste.
Yes, just as Celeste. Well, I do. I mean, I'm a visual artist, and I do work occasionally. I had a show last year that was at Sabio, which is sadly gone now. Mm. But that was a great space. Those windows were beautiful with the art. Awesome. It was a group show, and we had a great time. And I had a show in the Tarot Show that Ed Franklin put together. Mm-hmm. He does maybe one or two invitational shows a year that are always great.
You know? Yeah, we had Nishan on the show.
Yeah. You know, they just do such cool projects. Yeah. So I had a piece in that. And then the community notebook that's going around, that's kind of cool. The journal, the Third Street stuff. Well, there's a journal, I think it was Blake Snyder Ames and Pat Gerhard from Third Street Stuff, and probably some other people that I don't know about, but those two stand out as people I know that were involved in it. Have these journals, and they just, it's there at Third Street Stuff, and if you're an artist, they invite you to come and take it for a week and do a piece in it and then bring it back.
That's awesome.
So it's this great, you flip through, you know, your artist colleagues and friends stuff, and it's really great. So I did a page for that book that was really fun. So Amy on Lexington has such really interesting, innovative ideas like that that are so inclusive for all of us. And one of the things we got across in our video for Creative Mornings was that artist people here, creative people here work together. And like Griffin Van Meter in his interview, he made the comment that people cook in each other's restaurants, people play in each other's bands.
That's true.
And I think visual artists do the same thing. We all kind of work together. It's a very isolating work. So you kind of hang together. So I love being an artist in Lexington. I love, there's so many wonderful artists and they help you and inspire you. And, you know, we hang out together, have lunch together, talk about the state of art. And, I wouldn't live anywhere else. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I feel the same way about, you know, Lexington's, it's the perfect size. It's big enough that, you know, if you've got a crazy idea, you're going to find some other weirdos who are into the same thing you're into. You know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, different strokes for different folks. And, you know, sometimes we don't have something in our city, something that we're lacking. And somebody will just have an idea. And then they'll find two or three other people who like it, who tell more and more people. And then soon enough, you've got a whole movement started. You know?
It really is true here. I mean, you can get traction on ideas very easily here. There is not that layer of urban, you know, we don't have time for this. You know, there is just that conversation is never happening. There's always a rich conversation going on and you can easily join in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think about like Holler Poet series.
Yeah.
I think about Prohibition.
Yeah.
I think about these huge movements that happen year after year, week after week. Yeah, they all just start with people who have an idea.
Exactly.
And ask. And
who isn't just so wishing that they could make something like that catch fire? And it's hard to do in other environments where I've lived. It's hard to get a movement going, and in Lexington it seems like it's just easier. It really is.
I think so too. So maybe this is a good spot to take a break.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we'll be right back. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios. We're here with Celeste Lewis talking about Creative Mornings.
Supermercado Las Norteñas here in Lexington offers Mexican and Latin American products. They also offer cell phone credit services like Bus Revolution. Supermercado Las Norteñas also offers fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as a variety of meats. They are located at 158 East New Circle Road here in Lexington and are open every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 859-368-0800. Lexington Community Radio thanks Supermercado Las Norteñas for supporting true community radio.
This is Tom Leach. A team plays their best when they're prepared. They have a plan so they know what to do to win. Just like a winning team, your family needs to be prepared for emergencies, severe weather, power outages, flooding, and fires. The Kentucky Emergency Management Association, along with your local emergency management agency, want you to be prepared. Be aware of potentially dangerous conditions. Put together an emergency kit for your home, office, and vehicle. Have a family emergency plan and update it regularly. For more information, visit BeReadyLexington.com.
Tune in to Urban Conversations
every Monday and Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 93.9 WLXU.
Come sit in the lounge with us. I'm your host, Janet.
And I'm your host, Future, where your voice matters.
Any questions?
Good evening, darling. The
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Nomi Design. Nomi is an architecture and fabrication studio located in central Kentucky, comprised of 16 architects, makers, and designers, producing client-centered spaces and products that improve living, learning, and leisure. Nomi, inspired communities through good design. You can find us online at www.nomi.design and on Facebook and Instagram. Lexington Community Radio thanks Nomi Design for supporting true community radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU from Lexington, Kentucky. We're here with Celeste Lewis, director of the Downtown Arts Center and host of Creative Morning. Celex, I noticed on the Creative Morning site that all the cities have three-letter acronyms. Mm-hmm. So Lex seems appropriate.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
It's perfect for us. Yeah. Well, and I got to say, I call it this Lex all the time. I hope that's not a bad thing.
No, but I don't think so.
But it's, you know, now that we're in the tweeting and texting world, the abbreviations are really important.
They're vital.
And Lexington's long.
Yeah, it is. And I noticed, because I was wandering around the Creative Morning site a little bit, just checking out some things going on, and truly, there are so many different places around the world represented. Some cities I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It is. Are there any things, any videos or places that you were surprised by?
That's a good question. Well, I was surprised at the scope of it. There was one in Bangalore, I think, and I remember having to think about that for a minute and think, where's that?
Yeah.
And then we had a conversation about if we were to leave the country, where would we live?
Yeah.
And I said, maybe New Zealand or maybe Iceland. Mm. Those are two places I know nothing about, but they sound interesting. And I have read a little bit about those places are very different from here and would be fascinating. I got to tell you, I'm not a great traveler, so I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. But when this conversation came up, and my first thought was, well, I've got to see what they have for Creative Mornings, because now I'm sort of thinking I can't go somewhere if they have Creative Mornings.
Yeah.
And so they have one Creative Mornings in Wellington, I think it is, in New Zealand, and they don't have one in Iceland.
Oh,
and
no.
So I was, you know, so that was kind of surprising where they don't have one yet.
Reykjavik
seems like such a, and I, you know, I hope I haven't overlooked them, but I kind of scanned the whole, you know, the whole thing. I put it in a search. But so, yeah, Reykjavik needs to get it happening, and then perhaps I will hang out there. But I would say places like that I wasn't really even sure how to pronounce were my favorite ones that I found, Creative Mornings, and I thought, this is pretty cool.
That's awesome. It's an education.
It really is, and it just shows you the scope and breadth of creative thought. And I cannot stress enough that this is such a wide idea. I don't want people to think, well, I can't draw, so I can't go to Creative Mornings. That's not the case at all. This will be just idea people, thinkers, chefs, like I said, entrepreneurs. And creativity is a very wide, a fashion person. You know, I mean, whatever you have that you think has any kind of a creative germ will be explored there, and you will enjoy it. So don't think of yourself as a non-creative. Please do come and enjoy.
Well, what if I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh, I'm sitting at my desk all day, there's nothing interesting about what I do.
Mm-hmm.
No one would be interested in anything I have to say. That would be wrong, wouldn't it?
That would be wrong. Mm-hmm. It would be completely wrong. And for instance, we have an idea of a person that might be coming who is a mathematics genius person, and that is maybe one of my weaker areas, and I was thinking this will be extremely interesting to me. And I'm very fascinated with the fact that math is now being very married to art in a lot of ways through fractals and, you know, all kinds of different things.
Well, via the computer, at least.
And just in the computer and everything, and that math is a language that can now speak artistically, and you can translate it into imagery.
Yeah.
And I think all of this is so fascinating, and so I keep thinking, I would love that, but if I thought about it as strictly like, oh, I'm not a math person, or, you know, I would miss that. So I want people to have a really open mind about what Creative Mornings is and come enjoy it.
Yeah, the intersectionality of topics of art and science and all kinds of things overlapping, I think, is where the potential for really cool products, really cool future results to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think we're getting ready to have another one of those big surges where these new innovative ideas become, those intersections that you're talking about, bear fruit
in some really interesting ways, and medical research and all those kind of things. So, and that is, there's nothing more creative than that. So, I mean, I'm just thinking you really have to be a broad, you know, broad thinker to think of creativity as just about everything.
Yeah, and we're just getting started. So can you tell the people again about Creative Mornings and when the first talk is going to be?
The first one is January 20th. It's a Friday morning on January 20th, and it's Drura Parrish, and he is the founder of a startup here called Make Time, and he will be talking about Make Time and other things, and I think that's going to be very interesting, and I think he's a very good speaker and will be entertaining as well as very informative and inspirational.
At 21C at 8 a.m. on January 20th.
Well, and I think, I hope I'm not wrong about that. I really think if you're not a morning person, you can come at 8:30 and you can have, I'm trying to not get this wrong. But
soften the blow.
Yeah, I was going to say soften the blow, because I think the doors will open at 8, but you can come at 8:30, get your coffee and your muffin if you want to network a little bit, and then you're seated by 9 and the talk begins. So you've actually got... You've got just enough time. When you come at 8:30, you're still fine.
That's great. And so if people want to learn more about, you know, your work at the Downtown Art Center, where can they go to check out the schedule, see what's going on?
Well, the schedule for our we have a website at lexingtonky.gov/DAC. And that has our calendar of events. It has all the different things that are going on at the Downtown Art Center. We have a Facebook, and we have a newly minted Twitter. So please, you know, find us on Twitter and attach yourself to that so you'll get all of our tweets. And we have an email newsletter that we're just getting up, and it'll have some really cool visuals on it and always talk about what we've got in the City Gallery. And then upstairs at the Downtown Art Center, we have Community Gallery, and that is a community space for artists to exhibit their work. And both galleries have beautiful shows year-round. The shows are usually 2 months, so you can come in and see City Gallery. You can come in and see Community Gallery. Alfalfa is going through a transition right now, the restaurant, as you may have read in the paper, so I can't really say totally with any kind of complete surety that Alfalfa will be exactly the same, but Alfalfa will be there. My understanding is it will continue on close to the same.
Okay.
And Tower Gallery is also in a transition right now. You know, we lost Anne last year, which was a really big blow for the art community in Lexington, because she's been around for a long time, pretty at the top of the heap, you know, just doing a beautiful job with that gallery. So that gallery is in transition right now too, but it is open on certain days, and there is a wonderful exhibit of her work in there now that will be officially opening on the 14th, and that'll be get a chance to come in and see that. It's all Anne's work. So, but we're not really sure, you know, but we're there. City Gallery is there. Community Gallery will always be there. Some form of alfalfa. And that's such a wonderful restaurant. You know, we just love it there.
Oh, yeah.
So
there is an event going on at the Downtown Arts Center that this Sunday that I'm really excited about. Longtime Lexington music stalwart Dave Ferris, who is the drummer of all drummers, the drummer's drummer, is going to be doing a thing called Uncle Davey's Hit Parade. This Sunday at 7.
I haven't heard it called that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I think that's what he's calling it.
Yeah, that's great.
At 7 p.m., and he's going to be playing with all of the bands he's in. So Italian Beaches, Tall Boys, Club Dub, Big Fresh, and Attempt. Starts at 7 o'clock, plus maybe Pez Head, you know, all the other stuff that Dave
Well, and let me
does.
Tell you, the cool thing about Sunday sessions is if you come early, I mean, the doors will open at 6, but if you come... about 6:15, food from Alfalfa comes out. It's free, free food. There'll be a cash bar from West 6.
Cool.
And then the music starts, so you can come and have a little something to eat, something to drink, and then a really great show. Mm. And this series is, we like to call it our curated music series, because we like to invite artists to come up with an evening. So they do music, there's art, there's, you know, food. It's a very well-rounded evening, and I'm sure Dave is going to bring something completely amazing to this. And his book will be there. He just had a book published in 2016.
Comics.
So that will be there too. And so that should be a very well-rounded, interesting, fun, whimsical evening of music. It should be really great.
Well, Celeste, it sounds like you have your finger on the pulse of a surge of multidisciplinary art coming to Lexington and celebrating that and connecting the dots and tying strings together. And who knows what's going to come of it, but it's going to be something interesting and something good.
Thanks. Yeah, no, we have a lot of fun down there. It's great.
And I wanted to remind people to get into Creative Mornings. You do need to have a ticket, which means going to creativemornings.com and going
registering,
to
opening an account.
Open an account. log
painless,
in.
Totally painless.
And tickets will be readily available through the website. Are they available now? It being Friday
afternoon?
They are
not. They will open on Monday morning, and then just jump in there, and it'll be like a Justin Bieber concert. It'll be crazy ticket buying lunacy for maybe we'll sell out in a minute and a half or something awesome like that.
And tickets are free.
Tickets are free.
Okay.
And when I say sell out, I just mean
gone.
We run out of tickets. I've got to quit saying that because I'm going to freak people out. But yeah, tickets are free.
Yeah, and don't try to check StubHub either, in case the scalpers.
Yeah, don't pay for tickets. Don't encourage them.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Celeste, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is always fun.
It was so good to talk with you, as always, and, you know, to learn a little bit more about Creative Mornings and all the cool stuff that's happening in Lexington.
So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Bluegrass Bios on WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio.